Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. It is Monday, November 28th, 2022. I missed every single one of you. I mean that from the heart. It feels so strange to me when I don't do these video blogs. I took a few days off, as most of you know. Actually, I ended up taking an impromptu trip to Orlando, Florida to visit a buddy of mine who I haven't seen in about 20 freaking years. Had a blast out there. Fantastic. I love Orlando. I love the people of Florida. And anyway, I feel rested. I feel good. And this is why I did not get a markets a look ahead out yesterday. I got back way too late. Terribly long flight. Other than that, really can't complain. All right, look, people, let's get this together. Let's put together what is happening right now. It's exactly what you and I talked about right here on this blog from months ago. We covered here how we were going to see a major narrative change, and it's happening. It's in our freaking face, and it's the prelude to something big, and I mean big, coming down the pike. So just pay attention to this for just a little while here. So you and I have expected to see a few things happen. Number one, inflation is peaking. It's going to start dropping, and then the Federal Reserve is going to start to ease back on their aggressive stance on raising rates. Well, this is all happening right now. Turn on Bloomberg, CNBC, Fox Business, pick one, and they're at it again. Every single one. Inflation is peaking, or it has peaked. That's even better. This morning, I'm watching Bloomberg, and they're saying, oh, inflation peaked back in June. Well, let me explain this to you, because they're not going to tell you this. Inflation has continued to rise. It has not peaked in any way, shape, or form, and nor will it peak. Let me explain this to you as well. All right. This is what has been set up and where we are going. Look, the dog shit narrative, did you miss that term? Because I like to use it all the time, has been the same. Central banks raising rates is going to somehow miraculously going to slow the pace, or maybe even stop inflation. This has been the biggest load of shit, I'm sorry, that has been flung at the people of the world in I don't know how long. This mechanism is not even meant to slow inflation. You know that. Raising rates is meant to do one thing: crush demand. That's it. If they want to actually stop inflation, what would they do? What would they do? You know what I'm going to tell you here. They would contract the money supply. But what is continuing to happen here is central banks are inflating the global money supply. They're working together. We all know that it's complete lie when Yellowstone Fed Chair Powell said, hey, everybody. Yeah, central bankers, we talk all the time on the phone. We talk and we love it. But, you know, they don't coordinate. This is the biggest load of shit in the face of the earth, okay? Of course they are. They're inflating their currencies. They're deflating their currencies, actually. They're sucking the purchasing power out of it by inflating the global money supply, the entire pool of currency. Now, this is economics 101, people. What has been going on since the last meltdown? Central banks have continued to inflate on an insane scale. So now we have what you and I realized, and a lot of smart people realized, was going to happen. You get all these extra freaking bills in whatever freaking form they exist in, now chasing the same amount of goods. And they can raise rates from here to kingdom come, whenever that may be. It ain't going to make a difference. It's not going to stop all those bills from chasing this. Well, there's actually a lesser amount of goods that are being produced now, because globally, manufacturing and factory activity is falling off a cliff. But they're going to try to convince you of this. So let me put this into a very clear perspective for you. We are about to get an inflation super wave, a super wave. And they try to convince you, they're going to try to convince you that it's not happening. What we do know for a fact, according to their own numbers, according to the CPI and the PPI and whatever other letters they want to throw at us, is inflation has not peaked. Inflation has not slowed down. It continues to rise. People, the Federal Reserve's own favorite indicator, personal expenditures, points to the fact that inflation is going to continue to rise. Now, we have another phenomenon occurring here. So we're in an environment where inflation is going to continue to surge, and I mean surge higher, and we're going to get a super wave. Remember this term, I just made it up here. An inflation super wave is going to hit us because they can't stop. It's impossible for them to stop all of those extra bills around the world that central banks continue to add to the global money pool of money supply from chasing a lesser amount of goods. It can't be stopped unless central banks got in here and tried to stabilize the currency. How would they do that? By contracting the money supply. And yes, they have the power to do that by forcing financial institutions to hold capital reserves in whatever amount that they deem necessary. But no, they're going to continue to push the lie that by raising rates, it's going to miraculously stop it. And it hasn't worked. Okay, but again, turn on Bloomberg, Fox Business, CNBC, pick one, and they're going to tell you inflation is peaking or it has peaked already. You can't make this stuff up if you try to. I don't care how creative you are. That's the case, period, the freaking end here. So you know what to expect. It's not going to stop. What central banks are going to do, okay, pay attention to this, and you already know. They're already laying the groundwork here, people. They're laying the groundwork. I explained months ago, before anybody else, that come December, we're going to get a 50 basis point hike. I still stand behind that. I do not see a 75 basis point hike come December here. I see a 50, maybe followed by another 50, and then a pause. And now what central banks are going to do, because they don't coordinate, you know they don't, is they're all going to do the same thing at the same time, but they don't coordinate. You know that because Yellowstone said they don't. And of course, whatever they tell you is true. You know that. People, you can't make any of this stuff up. It's unfreaking believable. Anyway, while I was away here, the markets did put on some gains. Did you watch the MMRI? Down. It's still in high risk, but it has dropped here as the 10-year yield has dropped. Central banks are in here buying. There's no other entity in here buying the debt. You know that. I'm not buying it. You're not buying it. It's central banks trying to, again, push the illusion of a stable debt market. It's completely unstable. It's absolutely unstable. And not only that, it remains illiquid. And I don't care how much debt central banks want to buy. That's just going to exacerbate the underlying issue here and even make this inflation super wave, which is coming. It's coming. You know it's going to, you know how this is going to play out. Let me just lay the groundwork here again. Trust me on this one because we've seen it. A massive sell-off in the debt market is going to occur. Rates are going to spike in an uncontrolled fashion. This is being set up by design. They can't stop it no matter what they do. And they're trying to deliberately push the world into an environment of a debt market meltdown so they can crush the current system and issue in their new system completely digital. You know, you all know this already. So an uncontrolled spike here, people, in the debt market, rates rising as debt sells off, is going to crush global stock markets. Cash is going to move into commodities in a super wave as well. They're going to go to the moon. Now, JP Morgan, I had to write this down here, is telling people to buy gold and silver. They started with this a few months ago, and they're saying in 23, they're expecting gold and silver prices to put on substantial gains. Now, what are they trying to tell you here? Look, you have to understand, when you hear a message like that from a Wall Street super bank, they're covering their freaking rear ends. You understand? Oh, we told you what to do. We told you what to do. Look, you and I, we've been ahead of the curve on this for years. We are betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, holding hard assets, realizing that at one point, commodities are going to skyrocket and inflation is going to, again, it's going to be a super wave. Maybe even worse than that. I mean, I don't know another way to put it. That just came to my mind here. An inflation super wave. And it's going to sweep the globe. It's going to crush people worse than often they're getting crushed right now. If you were to pay attention, let's just say, and I was, you know, obviously checking the markets while I was away here, the narrative has been changing here. But they're completely ignoring the fact that the savings rate is in the negative, that people continue to borrow beyond their eyeballs, that loan defaults are skyrocketing. You're not allowed to know that because you see, you have to believe and be convinced that everything is fine. What you're seeing is not real. anyway. So the narrative change is in our face here. Peak inflation, or it already peaked, and the Fed is now, because inflation is peaking, it's already peaked. Now they can start slowing the pace of rate hikes, which doesn't mean that inflation is going to stop at all. It's going to continue to rise. By their own numbers, people, make it up. Make any of this stuff up. Anyway, what else is going on this morning? So stock futures are lower on this talk. I'm not in China, so I have no idea what's really going on. But they're telling us that there's these protests over there on this zero COVID policy, and it's hitting crude oil pretty hard because of demand concerns. And stock futures are now in the negative. Not by, actually, it's right here. Yeah, not by anything major here. 10-year yield still hovering around about 3.67 as I am looking at this right now. The U.S. dollar relative strength is lower this morning. Like I said, crude's getting slammed. Cryptocurrency is under some pressure as well. People, look, no matter what they do, no matter what they want to throw, that's good. Let them play their little games. You and I are ready for whatever freaking comes here down the pike. I don't care. Me, I've been buying this market. You know that. Been doing very well. I own a lot of JEPI. That's the ticker here. I'm also betting against the debt, becoming my own central bank, watching this thing like a hawk like you are, making sure I'm keeping all of you way ahead of the curve. I will never stop doing that. I got your back like you have no idea. It's the truth, because I care about you, and I know you all care about me too. It's the truth. We're a team here. This is a family. It's a global phenomenon, I think, what we have created here. We have hundreds of thousands of followers all over the world. And again, this is not just my thing. This is our thing. Think about it. Think of what I'm talking about. Yes, I put out these videos, but I count on all of you to share them. I'm not on a single social network. How many guys like me are out here that are not on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere else? None, I would be willing to bet. But you guys and girls, you're my base. You're my backbone. You're what gets all this stuff out here. So we are a team, all right? This is a team effort. We're doing, I think, honestly, a phenomenal job waking people up, making them understand, because this is all a game that's being set up here. Central banks, the dog shit, fake crap that they're throwing at all of us here. Oh yeah, inflation's peaking. Oh yeah, we're going to start tapering because everything is just so fantastic here. We're going to start cutting back on our pace. Look, it's all set up to continue to inflate. They're not going to stop. The global money supply is going to balloon from here. It's going to double from here in a very short order. Economics 101, people. I mean, come on now. All of those extra bills, in whatever form they're existing, are going to chase a lesser amount of goods. Inflation is going to continue to rise, and the debt market meltdown is going to assure a super wave of inflation that's going to sweep the world, and central banks are well aware of this because this is what they're setting up. So we're not going to change a damn thing, you and me. We're going to continue to bet against the debt, become our own central bank, prepare ourselves in every way we could think about, mentally, physically, spiritually, you name it. We're not going to stop. Okay, we got this down. They can do whatever they want. We can't be stopped. They can't harm us, really. But I tell you something, expect pandemonium to break out around the world at one point. Central banks have gone absolutely wild, out of their way here, and then there's no accountability whatsoever. Our frankly imbecile, puppetized politicians are stringing the public along here. Very few people have a clue as to where this is going. You and I, we've been clear on this for years. Consider yourself one of the very, very rare individuals who actually has a clue, because you can see a little further down the road. You understand? That's what this is all about. I think you understand that. I think we got it down. All right, look, I covered a lot of stuff today. Let me make sure I got everything down here. JP Morgan telling people to buy gold here. Oh, the yield curve continues to invert. It's the most inverted ever in history, and that's a big sign that our economy is in free fall. And this is a global phenomenon. Again, they're trying to convince you yet again that everything is fine. Again, this is also a tactic that has been used since time immemorial to lead the people into believing things that are just completely false. If you can manipulate the mainstream media, if you can get the narrative to push a certain idea, well, people start to adapt and they believe it no matter what they actually see before their eyes. It's an incredible thing, but it's the truth. All right, this guy, he loves you a lot. Please comment. please share the video, get it out there. I will see you at the end of the day.